This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate it. Look, when I have a guest on, I just forget. I forget to give out numbers. I forget the things to do. So 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com if you want to... watch live, listen live, take the poll. You can find it up on the website. There's all kinds of stuff you can do up on the website. Okay. I got a bunch of stuff I want to talk about. I've been doing a lot of stories this month about kids. About you parents. Yes, me parents too, but you parents. And, you know, some of the young people that I've talked to that are raising kids... It's funny how parenting has now become a guilt-ridden profession. I've talked to some of you, and the reason you give your kids and do for your kids and all this other stuff, because you feel bad about the fact that you're not spending enough time with them, or, you know, the other kids have this and the other kids have that. Like, forget the other kids. You're not keeping up with the other kids. All right? I mean, seriously, and these commercials... that browbeat you because they lead you to believe you're not spending enough time with your kids or doing whatever. Look, you have to do what's right for you, not what's right for everybody else. Not to get in line with the commercial, not so that your neighbors or your girlfriends will think that you're doing the right or wrong thing. You do what's right for you and your family. Don't let them browbeat you.
Switch cameras.
Oh, yeah, that would help, huh? What, you don't like that one? Anyway. And we talked about, you know, some of you infuriate me because you do absolutely no studies on your own. You don't really sit back and look things up. And I send you stuff on the kids with the, you know, what's going on with kids with iPads, what it's doing to them, how it's dumbing them down. And you kind of, you poo-poo it. But it's not me doing it. But I'm telling you, if you keep spoon-feeding these kids, you think they're dumb now? I mean, seriously, you think they're dumb now? You know, I used to do these, and I'm going to start doing them again. I used to do these segments, you know, and they vote. And it was about people who don't understand, don't know that, you know, they think we won our independence in the 60s from the Chinese. And you're looking at them saying, boy, sweet Jesus, I really wish they did give out voter cards. Because I would tackle you and take it away from you. I don't want you voting. If you don't know where we came from, if you don't have a clue as to who died and what it took for you to have the freedom to be stupid, then maybe you don't deserve the vote. I don't know. So, this isn't something I wrote. All right? I mean, this person is a child psychologist of some kind, and some of it I agree with and some of it I don't, but there's more and more of these stories are surfacing, right? I mean, more and more of these stories are coming forward as to why your kids are having such a hard time in life. Now, kids today are in a devastating emotional state, she says. Most come to school emotionally unavailable for learning, and there's a whole bunch of factors in our modern lifestyle that contribute to this. You know, I was thinking, talking to some of my friends, younger friends, how many of these guys, their whole life revolves around their kids because they're afraid. Listen, some of these soccer moms and soccer dads that are running their kids to all kinds of after-school programs and everywhere else. Now, think about it. You're running these kids. You're taking time off of work. You're running them all around the place. Right? Just crazy stuff. What do you really think it's doing for them? They don't even know how to be quiet with themselves. This lady says in her practice, her friend Victoria is seeing something so widespread alarming that she said she asked if she could share her thoughts. And so she shared a post from her friend. She says she encourages every parent who cares about the future of his or her daughter, I mean her children, to read it. The therapist writes, I'm an occupational therapist with years of experience working with children, parents, and teachers. She said, I completely agree with the teacher's message that our children are getting worse and worse in many aspects. I hear the same consistent message from every teacher I meet, she says. Clearly, throughout my time as an occupational therapist, I've seen and continue to see the decline in child and children's social, emotional, and academic functioning. And they've seen a sharp increase in learning disabilities. Now, think about something here. Before I go on, I haven't read all of this. But we've lowered test scores. We've made school easier for kids because we don't want them to feel bad for themselves. Right? They don't have to spell properly unless they, if they can say the word. I mean, this, we've done so many things to dumb down education, which dumbs down our kids because, look, your body, if you make a mistake, okay, because you haven't learned properly, because you haven't been taught properly, you haven't been taught to push through, and it causes a life, it costs a life, you're going to feel a lot worse than not knowing how to spell. Think about it. She goes on to say, as we know, the brain is malleable. Throughout the environment, we can make the brain stronger or make it weaker. I was always told your brain is like a muscle, right? And that the bottom line with it is that you have to work it. You have to pump it. You have to make it happen. Now, I'm not going to go through all these. I'll hit some of them. But I'll post this up on the website. You know, many of you have the right intention, have no clues to go about it and make it happen. And the problem that bothers me is you don't go out of your way to learn first. We'll be back in a few minutes. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. You're not going to want to miss this. Why your kid is out of control. Well, not out of control. Just impatient. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hello, my name is Marjorie Wildcraft. I'm the founder of the Grow Network, which is an online community of people who produce their own food and medicine. We are really into backyard self-reliance. If you want this lifestyle, I suggest your first step be to learn some basic home medicine. Just the other day, my 18-year-old son came to me and said, Mama, I got a sore throat. Can you fix me up? And I said, sure, Ryan. And in about 24 hours, he was better. The best home medicine for you to start out with is garlic. It's an amazing natural antibiotic, and I can show you how to use garlic to handle ear infections, sore throats, colds, and flus. As a way for you to get to know a little bit more about me and the Grow Network, I've written up an easy introduction on how to use garlic. It's at gcnwellness.com. Now, the station manager told me that I needed to say the URL at least twice, even though it feels kind of weird. But if you're interested in backyard self-reliance, you are one of us. Go to www.gcnwellness.com and let's connect up.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Oh, come on. Everybody loves ZZ Top, right? Seriously. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Okay, so head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots happening up there. Lots more happening right here in this microphone. No, look at you guys. Some people are smarter than I am in both chat rooms, Facebook and some of the pictures you guys send. I don't know. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. All those things you've been taught to be afraid of, and you don't have to be. You shouldn't be. I mean, you don't have to be. You shouldn't be. Anyway, so let's move. Look at, I love stories like this, or I love instructional pieces like this. because some of you have nieces, nephews, you have granddaughters, grandsons, and they need help. In today's world, they need help. So this piece is about asking the question, why are your kids so impatient? Why are they bored? Why are they friendless? Why do they feel entitled? Why can't they be alone with themselves? Well, I'm going to tell you why. And I'm not going to read all of these. There's 30 of them. I'm going to post them up later, and I would ask that you go back and get them yourself and read them. Because you're going to see how, you're going to read some of these and go, wow, all right, I see that. Kids get everything they want when they want it. I mean, remember, when we were kids, like, not now. I'm busy. I'll get it when I get it for you, right? Kid gets up and says, I'm hungry, right? I'm thirsty. I'm bored. And usually, I'm hungry means, oh, you got. I'll go through a drive-thru and get you some French fries, right? I'm thirsty. Here's a vending machine. Have this Coke. Right? I'm bored. Here, play this game on my phone. Keep you away, right? We've gotten totally away from delayed gratification. You have to keep your kids happy now, this second, in the moment, or else. No. Wrong. And because everything is instantaneous, because you're giving your kids exactly what they want when they want it, or pretty darn close, you're causing a problem at the schools. You're causing a problem with the teachers. You're causing a problem for that child in life later on. And this one here, you won't understand. Limited social interaction, right? We're all so busy. We give our kids digital gadgets. We want them to be busy, too. We want them to, you know, we think it's causing them to think, but it's not. Right? We want to keep our kids busy to keep them out of our hair so we get our stuff done. What happened to go outside and play? Right? Let them scrape. Let them bleed a little bit outside because they scraped against a tree or fell on the ground. Let another kid that's out there playing around with them help them when they get hurt. No, instead you want them sitting on the couch with an iPad or an Android pad or something. Like that's going to fix everything. The brain is a muscle. It's got to work. You got to make it work, not spoon feed it. Endless fun, right? We've created an artificial world for our children. Endless fun. As long as the battery's charged or you can plug it in somewhere, you can keep that kid busy all day, all night, and keep him or her out of your hair. Think of what that says to your kid. Right? You use technology. Oh, technology is wonderful. Yeah, it's wonderful. Great babysitter, isn't it? And it's free. But it's not free. There's a payment for you at the end of the day. There's a payment you're going to have to make when that kid grows up and has to constantly be busy, has to be spoon-fed, has to have his brain, worked by an artificial piece of equipment. And there's no emotions there. Right? And kids rule the world today. You know what? You parents, I'm sorry. Some of you can switch the radio off. But when your son or daughter says, I don't like carrots, or I don't want this, or I don't want that, I know parents that don't feed their kids vegetables because they don't like them. Really? Since when did the loons get to run the nut house? Right? When do you let the inmates run the asylum? That's what you've done. You don't. Kids don't get to vote. They don't get to drive. They don't get to decide whether they smoke or not. They don't get to. You know why? Because they're kids. That's why they don't have the ability. You know, it's been my argument down this transgender road all along that doctors say the same thing. Your brain does not function properly. You don't have the ability to make those kind of decisions to get in your late teens and early 20s. Why are you letting a child decide whether they like vegetables or not? Find different ways of making it. You know what? Johnny, Sally, whatever. You know that ice cream we have every night at the dinner? You don't get any. You know why? Because you don't eat your vegetables. You don't get potato chips. You know, I see you kids. I see these kids that go to school. They open up their lunchbox. You know what they have? They have that one of those little processed meat packets, right? And then they have vegetables. The problem is they have this big vat of ranch dressing. So in other words, they're getting their carrots with a lump of sugar. And really, come on. Use your brain. Use your God-given ability to think, right? Then they got a bag of potato chips. Then they've got a cup of fruit, right? It's not really fruit. It's fructose. It's corn syrup. It's a bowl of sugar with something that looks like sliced peaches around it. You get where I'm going with this? Why? Look. You took the 3 minutes to have that child, to make that child, right? And like I always like to say, some of you have gotten mad at me in the past, that child didn't ask for you. You get where I'm going? It's your job to take care of that child. You get a car. Some of you take care of your dogs better than you take care of your kids. It infuriates me when I see these kids that no guidance, no anything. When I say kids rule the world, think about it. My son doesn't like vegetables. She doesn't like to go to bed early. He doesn't eat breakfast. Bullpuckies. That kid will eat and do. You know, you start early and you don't give in. A lot of you give in because it's too hard to fight. Really? You give up fighting a 5-year-old, a 6, a 7-year-old? Are you crazy? He doesn't want to get dressed on his own. You know what? Throw him in a car in his underwear. First time you take him to school like that, guaranteed next day, he'll get dressed. Yeah? You want my kids' phone numbers? They'll tell you what I did to them. I don't care you don't like vegetables, right? You give me a hard time, I'm going to put more of them on your plate. If you don't eat them for dinner, you'll have them for breakfast. And if you don't eat them for breakfast, you'll have them for lunch. Eventually, you're going to get so hungry, you'd eat fried dog turd. I was going to do a whole... I won't do a whole... I promise I won't do the whole hour on this, but we're going to do a little bit more on it. I'm Joe Messina. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon, eBay, and at GraceAlley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon, eBay, and GraceAlley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at FullyCookedBacon.com. FullyCookedBacon.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health by Amazon customers. It works for me. Return to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back, can you tell? I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being with us tonight. I really do appreciate the time that you're hanging out with us and commenting. Keep commenting. I like that. It's all good. You know, I really do appreciate some of the comments that you're making and the involvement. So, head up to the website, realside.com. There's a lot going on up there. You can learn more about me. You can learn more about the show and how to get involved and get engaged, including buying the book. I want you to buy the book, too. All right. So, like I said, I don't want to spend all this time on this, but I think it's important. There are 30 different things that we're doing to screw up our kids. And I don't mean the Dr. Spark stuff, you know, where you shouldn't tell your kids not to hang on the curtains because they're trying to express themselves. Although I would have loved to express myself when my kids were hanging off the curtain. But the things that we do with today's technology, the things that we do today to keep your kids out of your hair. And I will put it up later on because promise me, and I'll come to your house if you don't do it. Promise me you'll go through these and check them out later on. You know, can you come? Some of you who are my age, even a little younger, can you imagine looking at your dad going, "I don't eat vegetables." At 5 or 6 or 7, can you imagine your 7-year-old looking at you going, "I ain't going to bed early. I don't eat breakfast." Right? I mean, think about all the things. I mean, how did you say your kids upstairs said, "Hey, go get dressed"? I can't tell you how many times I said, "Look, clean the room. When you're done cleaning the room, get dressed, we'll go to the park." And I'd go in, the room wasn't clean, and they had clothes on from the day before. It's like, we're not going anywhere. One more time, we go absolutely nowhere. You know, I mean, being a parent is work. You know, I love these people thinking it's all about, you know, the hugging and the kissing and, oh, aren't they cute? They're like little baby dolls. They're not. They're little human beings, and they have minds of their own. And at some point in time, they're going to look at you and go, "No," and you better figure out ahead of time how you're going to handle that. Okay? You can make a true difference in your child's life if you just engage a little bit. And I don't want to hear about, look, if you're too busy to get involved in your child's life, you are too busy to have a kid. Was I a perfect dad? No, of course not. But I'll tell you what. I made time. I changed some things around so I wouldn't be that guy that was gone all the time, didn't show up till 9 o'clock just to kiss him to put him to bed. No. You have to make a decision. You have to make an open, concerted decision to be a parent. And you can train your kid's brain. How do you think they learn habits? You know, when they keep saying no to you and you keep saying okay and you let them get away with it, that becomes a habit. Set limits for your children and force them to keep those limits. And if you haven't set any up until this time in their lives and you start, it's going to be tough. You have schedules for mealtime, sleep times, technology. Look, I used to be one of those dads that was, and I didn't even have to tell the kids after a while, they knew it. You want to watch a movie on a Saturday night? Yeah, I had four little slaves. Really? You clean the kitchen, you clean up, you eat your dinner, you clean up, you all get in the shower, get out of the shower, you know, you get ready for bed, and if you're not in front of the television set by 7:30, there's no movie. It's that simple. And I'll tell you what, maybe three times there was no movie because they were playing around, and it's tough, but kids love consistency. Right? And don't think, just because they want something doesn't mean it's good for them. You have to decide what's good for them. Food, work, how much sleep time, you know. Four kids, they didn't all need 12 hours a night sleep. You know, I had one that was a miserable wreck if they didn't get enough sleep. Same thing with technology time. Your kids, you know, I love these parents who go, oh, he's like me, he can't do breakfast. No, he's not like you. You're an adult. You've already screwed up your body, okay? Kids need a breakfast. They need to start off with something decent in their bellies in the morning. Go look at the stats for kids who go to school without food and how poorly they do and how soon they start to wind down and they can't keep up with the other kids. And then what do? You take the IEP, you go see a doctor, give them some drugs. How about this? Why don't you try feeding them breakfast for like 3 weeks? Why don't you try that? See if he changes it all in school. Limit the technology, right? Make sure we have a whole closet full of game boards. And they don't almost all of them don't require batteries.
Yeah, none of them do.
Right, none of them do. Unless you have like, what's that, operation, you know, you have to have batteries. We don't have that? Really?
No.
Anyway, so you see what I'm saying here? That way, guess what? Unlike an electronic game, you both have to sit there and talk to each other. Sometimes four and five of you have to talk to each other. My kids used to, what was that game, Phase 10. They loved that game. And they'd all be sitting there playing it, so they'd have to, oh my God, they'd have to talk to each other. We don't want that. Right? And then teach them about delayed gratification, right? You don't get your paycheck till Friday. You may want to spend the money on Monday. You don't get it till Friday. Make them wait. If they're bored, give them something creative to do. Right? Crayons and paper, not an iPad. Seriously. And you know what? When they're young, teach them how to do monotonous stuff. Teach them how to do things that are boring. It'll drive you out of your mind. That way they're not going to do anything stupid later on in life when they're bored. When they have a few minutes, they can get dumb things. Teach them how to fold laundry or tidying up a room or hanging up clothes properly. No, seriously. I know this sounds kind of stupid. Maybe making their lunch ahead of time. And be a little creative about it. Get them in that mode of knowing, you know, I got 20 minutes to kill. I got nothing going on. Don't pick up the iPad. Go into your bedroom and clean it up. Teach some social skills. You know what I'm saying? Taking turns. Sharing, losing, winning, compromising. There's nothing wrong with those things. You know, I'll post the rest of this, but I'm just trying to give you some things to think about. Seriously. And there'll be a link in there so you can get a whole printable list of these things so you get a clue to what's going on. I mean, we're so worried about our kids not being happy. Now, think about this. We have kids that you and I raised, and they didn't like the way we raised them, and they didn't like feeling bad at times, and then to get these kids, and some of them, the kids are out of control, so they're looking at you going, what should I do? Say, hey, too late now unless you're willing to take a stand. It's too late now unless you're willing to look at that child and go, okay, as of today, we're not doing this anymore. Here's how it goes. And you don't just browbeat them and force them to do it without a reason. Because you've been doing it a certain way all this time. Now you stop and go, hey, mommy, daddy's been doing this. Now we're going to do this because that was wrong. That was bad. Now, and it's okay to say bad. And it's okay to say wrong. And it's okay to say that dad screwed up, but we're going to fix it. It's okay to fix it now. It's okay to make it right. Get rid of that mindset that, oh, well, I've been smoking for 20 years. I got 20 more to go. I might as well just go for it. Just nuts. I've heard people say that. Joe, I've been smoking most of my life. I can't stop now. No. You're choosing not to stop. You're choosing not to make a change. That's really what it boils down to. So you know all those kids, they want everything done the right way, right? They went out and they did a march for their lives this weekend. You know, they went out there, they want you to do the right thing by them. They want you to keep them safe. They want everything. And this goes right down the road to what I just talked about, except cleaning up after themselves. Did you see the pictures of these places these little spoiled brats went to? Now, somebody's going to get mad at me for calling them spoiled brats, but why don't you pick up your stuff? Couldn't the Dems, they funded this whole thing, couldn't they also fund the cleanup crew afterward? Wouldn't that have been cool instead of leaving the price tag for me and you and people that weren't even behind us to clean up? The largest gathering was in Washington, D.C. Now, they went to, I think, a lot more. But between 200,000 and 250,000 people, they figure, showed up. Now, you know, the Parks Department runs all of that. And they can tell, they've been at this long enough, they can tell by the cameras, by the size of, you know, of the crowd that's there, how many people were actually there. And they say 200,000 to 250,000 showed up. Okay? But to think about the mess that they left for you and I to clean up, it's just disgusting. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. I'm going to wrap it up after the break.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000,
$1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Straw out of your shoes. And I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just truly being part of the conversation. I need you to be part. A couple of quick things. Look, we were talking about, in the last segment, we were talking about the kids and some of the things you do that you hurt your kids, actually. You don't really help them. And one person writes, my kids were exposed to vegetables of all types, but not forced to eat them, only to try them at every meal. Eventually, they'd all eat them with a few exceptions, which even I don't like. You know what? Perfect. That's what I did. You know, I did the same thing. I didn't, you know, I don't know what you consider trying, but, like, you know, I think a tablespoon of corn or a table. If there was something they didn't like, I'd make them. I wouldn't call it trying it. I made them eat it, but just a tablespoon of each, and that way there, it was kind of like became the norm after a while. And I think there's very few things that the kids, well, they're not kids anymore. Now they're adults, but I think there's very few things that they just won't eat anymore. And so even the fussiest one that we had, now I would say eats pretty much anything, or we'll at least try it. You know, truly, honestly, try it. So you won't hurt your kids. Your kids won't die. There is no, I mean, unless they're deathly allergic, Right. None of your kids will die from forcing them to, as that writer writes, try it at every meal. So, anyhow. And you know what? My oldest son says he still doesn't much care for the corn. But you know what? If it comes with the meal, he eats it. It doesn't bother him. Where some kids look at stuff on the plate, even when they're 25, and they're like, oh, I hated it as a kid, and I hate it now. God, get over yourself. You know, you go to somebody's house who took the time to cook it, took the time to make it. I always hate that. You know, I always love when people say, are there any certain foods you don't like? Yeah, raw squid. Other than that, I'm fine. Just put it on there. Whatever you're comfortable cooking, cook it, I'll eat it, okay? It's really that simple. And don't make me an Italian. If you invite me over for dinner, don't make me an Italian dish because I'm Italian. You're competing against my grandmother. Don't be stupid, okay? So anyway. And then another person said, what did he say? His dad kind of moved around a bit.
Traveling man.
Yeah, he was a traveling man, which is in a song. That's a song. So anyway, 5 women, did you say? 11 siblings? Wow, cheaper by the dozen. Anyway, 11 siblings. That's like my grandfather. My grandfather had 3 wives and a girlfriend. And the only reason he had 3 wives and a girlfriend, the man never divorced. He just killed them all. All right? He didn't do it intentionally. You're right. Yeah. I think if I was married to him for any length of time, I would have killed myself. But he, 9 kids, 3 women. Fourth one looked at him and said, no. You bury all your wives. We're not getting married. You know, and at that point, they were old enough, it didn't really much matter. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So anyhow, yeah, don't screw up your kids. Right? Anyway, so we're talking about those wonderful, righteous, you know, these people are going, I can't believe you're making fun of these kids. They were out there. No, they weren't out there on their own. They did not pull this thing together on their own. This is not a grassroots thing. It's not like Johnny went to his teacher and said, hey, I really think this is a good thing to do. We should try it. We should make it happen. No. There were celebrities all over the place throwing $500,000 at these kids. How many threw money at the kids that were pro-Second Amendment? And don't tell me they didn't ask, because they did. Right? The irritant to those people at home, the kids at school that were pro-Second Amendment and actually got in trouble for sitting out on the protest. So your tax dollars went to supporting that protest, but if you had a kid that did so much for free speech, that's why I said, it wasn't a free speech event, not at all. Anyway, so several places, including the Gateway Pundit, they show that how the Democrats who funded this march aren't willing to fund the cleanup. And again, you look at the mess. You look at the mess they left behind, and they don't seem to care. It's not a big deal. When you look at the piles of garbage, and don't say, well, how do you know it was from them? Read the signs. They sure as heck weren't from a pro-Second Amendment group. And I'm sure that Hogg would tell you, give you a couple of choice words. Right? If you try to tell them to go clean it up or send your little minions to go clean it up. And as one person said, so you're out there fighting righteously, if you would. Look, I have no problem with you earnestly protesting for something you believe in. But when you can't even tell me what you believe in, when you can't even tell me what an assault rifle is, when you can't tell me that you know, I love the one where they want to ban magazines that hold more than 10 rounds, or guns that will handle more than 10 rounds. Well, any gun, any semi-automatic with the right magazine will handle more than 10, any one of them. That's number one. Number two is in California and other states, those laws are already there. And if you don't think, well, I've already had this argument. I'm not going to have it again. Venezuela. Man. See, these kids want socialism. They really want it. They'll tell you they want it. They'll tell you it's better than anything. Why? You know how much money we could save? Don't stop paying for their college education. Let's charter a bunch of planes to take these kids to Venezuela. Because obviously they can fix it. They know it's real. They know it works. They know it's right. So let's let them fix it. Send them there. We'll put them on a plane. We'll, because it'll probably be the last decent meal to eat. We'll give them all McDonald's hamburgers or something. If you're a vegan, too bad, deal with it. So, you know, in Venezuela, shut up. In Venezuela, where the South American nation's economy continues to implode under a socialist government, and they don't want anybody to know. Video of children and adults scrambling to grab food scraps out of the garbage, not even out of the garbage, off the streets. You can't see any of these on air or online in Venezuela because the government doesn't want you to see them. Right? I mean, and they're trying to paint them as being fake. Well, then why not let live cameras in all over the place to see what's actually going on? They show people, and children especially, fighting with each other, grappling with each other over food. Some of them bunches of rotten bananas because they couldn't get them delivered. But they'll take anything at this point. The vendor dumped a lot of this stuff in the street because he didn't want it on his truck. And every day this is becoming a more and more common event. Right? These kids are malnutritioned. You can see it. Now, the government says that's impossible because the schools all give free lunches and free breakfast to the underprivileged kids. The problem is, come on, take a guess. The school's got no food. Right? The percentage of malnutrition kids going to school now in Venezuela is over 60%. Are you hearing me? Over 60%. Now, he said that the schools don't provide food because they don't have any. Or none to speak of. So they're demanding an official investigation of the president of the country is because we feed all kids. Well, you don't have food to feed them. You can say you're going to feed them. You can write it up. You can put the order out there. But if there ain't nothing to put on the plate, there ain't nothing to put on the plate. Right? These kids, this pictures this all over the place. People that have died from malnutrition. And they wrap them in a shroud, they wrap them in a sheet, and leave them on the side of the road. There's no money to bury them. Right? And some of them are putting them near government, government facilities. So the government will have to do something with them, pick them up, move them along, do whatever. And most of these families don't have any money anymore. They can't a coffin. They can't pay to have the body, cremated. A lot of these bodies are wrapped and torn in tattered sheets. Hey, this is your socialism. This is what you kids want. This is going. Look, it may not be as bad in some of the other socialist nations, but you know, head over to Cuba. See how that works out for you. Right? There's a bunch of stuff. How about, hey, North Korea? They're always looking for new blood, so to speak. What do you think is going on there? We found, you find out about the parasites that are going through those people's bodies that live in, when they actually break through and they get here for help, or they get to other countries for help. By the way, I don't know why this is news, but we have found out that the North Korean dictator is in China. Apparently used the same train his dad used to go there years and years and years ago. Who cares? Huh? Oh, the train's bulletproof? Yeah, it's probably not blow-up proof, though.
I don't know.
I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. God bless you for being with me today. I always appreciate the time that you spend with me. Hey, we're here all week. Hopefully you will, too. Have a great rest of the day.